Is there a difference in the cost of drugs bought in your doctor's office and those you get filled in a pharmacy? Managed care advocate Joe Peduta says yes, and it's more than just your pocket money. The impact of marked up, repackaged drugs just might give docs an incentive to prescribe and, however unwittingly, might mean they could be writing a prescription for drug abuse. Joe Peduta is in Hawaii to speak at next week's Drug Summit, and he joins us by phone now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've been talking about issues of prescription drug abuse for a while. Some have sort of migrated into Hollywood, into the lexicon of many of the shows that we see. People, you know, short circuit names and truncate, you know, Oxy for oxycodone. We seem to have an idea that these things are not good, not being well traced. Are we really focusing enough attention on them right now?
I don't believe so. There's a couple of different issues here. One is there's been a tremendous growth in the use of opioid narcotics, OxyContin, oxycodone, Vicodin, Percocet, or some of the brand names. And as a result, there's been tremendous growth in abuse and in crime related to that. Unfortunately, this has found itself into the workers' compensation area as well. It's the only business where physicians in Hawaii can actually or can and do dispense quite a bit of the drugs that are going to injured workers. And obviously, when there's opioids being dispensed to an injured worker, there's an increased risk of abuse, misuse, diversion, et cetera. So the combination of the growth in opioid usage in the United States and in Hawaii specifically, and the expansion of physician dispensing within Hawaii certainly could lead to significant additional problems.
Problems for the business, problems for the patient, problems all around.
Certainly. There's the biggest issue with physician dispensing of drugs is that physicians do not have access to the databases that retail pharmacies do. Retail pharmacy databases are all interconnected, so if a patient's getting a drug at one pharmacy and there's a contraindication because of a drug that they're getting another, there's a very good chance that the pharmacist is going to know that, understand that, explain that to the patient, contact the physician, and recommend a change. If the physician is dispensing the medication, there's no way that the physician is going to know what other drugs they're taking. Now, the physician certainly can ask the patient there, but in a lot of cases, patient recall of the drugs that they're taking isn't very good at all. So there's an additional risk that there's some sort of drug-to-drug interaction. On the employer side, the city of Honolulu has seen costs are significantly higher, several hundred thousand dollars mm-hmm. higher for drugs that are dispensed by physicians than the same drugs, the exact same medications, if they're dispensed in a retail pharmacist. So this is adding to the tax burden for the citizens of Honolulu and the citizens of Hawaii. And also it's increasing workers' compensation premiums.
All of that said, this is another reason why, for example, Chuck Schumer of New York, Senator from New York, wants to see a drug like hydrocodone become a Schedule II drug and is prepared to introduce legislation to do just that. Are we going to see these drugs tightened up a bit in our access to them?
We certainly hope so. That's not to say that there's not a subset of the population of patients that absolutely need opioids from time to time. I had to go through shoulder surgery the other day, fell off my bike, was hit by a dump truck, and I got to tell you that opioids really helped for two or three days. On the other hand, folks who are on opioids over the long period, say 6 to 9 months, are at extremely high risk for addiction, dependency, and all the risks that go along with that. When you look at the national statistics, CDC indicates that about 15,000 people last year died of quote-unquote accidental drug poisoning. The vast majority of those were due to opioid overdoses. You're killing almost as many people with drugs that you're killing with motor vehicles. Clearly, we've reached epidemic proportions, and in fact, that's what the CDC refers to that. So Senator Schumer's actions are laudable and certainly timely, if not a bit late.
A bit late. And I would ask you the same question about doctors' awareness of this, because this is not a new issue. Don't most doctors really understand this at some level, that this is not necessarily the best course of treatment for a patient over the long haul?
I think doctors understand that from an intellectual perspective.
But not practically.
Well, from a practical perspective, doctors, especially in workers' compensation, they may not understand all the issues inherent in opioid overdosing, opioid dosing, et cetera. Doctors don't get a tremendous amount of training around pharmacology and specifically around opioids and opioid narcotics. As a result, they don't have anywhere near the training that a pharmacist does. So In actuality, what happens is doctors are dispensing. They think they know what's going on. But when you look at the research, it's clear that a lot of doctors aren't aware that they're actually adding to the risk that these patients are going to accumulate.
At this point, should doctors just not be prescribing drugs that they themselves can dispense in their own offices?
I don't believe that there is any evidence. In fact, I know that there is no evidence that physicians dispensing drugs in any way, shape, or form helps patients in any way. The data from the California Work Comp Institute actually proves that patients who have doctor-dispensed repackaged drugs stay out of work longer, cost more money, and drive up medical costs. In fact, the additional medical cost incremental to each drug that is dispensed is almost $500. So if a patient gets four or five drugs, you're talking an additional $2,000 or $2,500 that employer has to pay, and in the case of the city of Honolulu, the taxpayers have to pay. Now, there's no justification for that in terms of improved patient care. In fact, it's clear that patient care is not as good when physicians actually dispense drugs.
But
unfortunately, the only reason for physicians to dispense drugs that's been demonstrated is to make a lot of money.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. The incentive to make money is going to be a tough one to put down unless something becomes just patently illegal. How likely are we to see that?
Well, unfortunately, there's been quite a bit of lobbying activity on the part of physician dispensing companies and their allies, and it's certainly been reported on by Rob Perez and other folks in Hawaii, and money talks. So Clayton Hee, unfortunately, did not see fit to put forth legislation or hear legislation that would have dealt with this problem and, again, saved taxpayers a significant amount of money. He also was a recipient of somewhere around $30,000 in campaign donations from folks affiliated with the physician dispensing industry. I'm not saying that there's a cause and effect. I'm just noting a couple of facts there.
Nor are we saying that all doctors who do this are doing it to make money and line their pockets a little bit more. But if this is, in fact, as you say, as demonstrable as it has been, is what you've told them in California and said around the country, and with a movement toward reclassifying hydrocodone and looking at opioids in a very different way, can you just sort of look out and see what kind of legislation we might see coming down the pike nationally in the next 2 years?
Well, I think what we're going to see in Washington, assuming that Washington does anything about anything, which may be a bit of an assumption, is that we're going to see stronger reporting regulations around the post-marketing surveys of opioids. We're going to see stronger label warnings. We're going to see restrictions on off-label use of some of these more potent opioid narcotics. Mm-hmm. And potentially also some model legislation coming out of some of the legislative bodies around encouraging physicians to be more conscious of the potential negative effects of dispensing opioids. One of the problems in a number of states is that patients can bring a formal complaint to the medical board, if they do not believe that their physician is, quote, treating their pain appropriately, unquote. And that is a significant problem. As a result, a lot of doctors feel like they just have to treat it, otherwise they might get a formal complaint. So we've got to change those laws to make it more to protect doctors if they decide that, gosh, this just isn't, this patient isn't a good candidate for extended use of these drugs.
Joe, I wish we had more time to talk to you about it, but you'll be here next week. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Look forward to it. Thanks so much.
Joe Peduta is a nationally recognized managed care advocate and the principal of consulting firm Health Strategy Associates. His focus, as we've been talking about, is on physician-dispensed repackaged drugs and the consequences of over-prescribing opioids. He'll be speaking in Hawaii next week at the Prescription Drug Summit.